Alive on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us. Another great edition of The Game Plan. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Of course, with The Game Plan, we're here to talk all things college football and beyond. Getting up on bowl season, we will get into some of that and kind of the way the rest of this season will go for us. And for you guys as well, here shortly. But happy hump day, happy Wednesday. Pretty excited about some of the stuff coming up. I think you guys will enjoy it. Maybe working on some surprises. We're not quite sure yet, but, you know, got some things going. I think you guys will enjoy. Going to talk about all the championship games. A couple of them more in-depth than others, obviously. Going to give you a rundown of how... playoff, the big playoff, is going to run down. In fact, we'll probably go over all the bowl game. Well, no, we really won't. We'll get it. In fact, let's go and do that now. Basically, the way that this is going to go from here on out is we're going to review the week's games that we'll make picks on. We'll make picks on every game going on that week. We'll review all those. We'll tell you about the picks, about who you should take, who you shouldn't take. We'll tell how we did. And then we'll preview the next week's matchups, bowl-wise. Pretty much always a more escalated, bigger version of what we've been doing. Fair enough. We might have some guests in here. We might have some different ways we do things. Such things as that. But that is pretty much how we're going to go from here on out. All the way till the other side of the championship. And... I've said it'd be season finale at that point. But we're about like a month or so away from that. So, without further ado, let's get into some of these championship games. Well, before we do that, I want to two quick notes. Kansas State head coach Bill Snyder is going to retire after 27 seasons. Bill has been fantastic in the college world. He is very respected. He's done a real good job helping build the program. And, you know, his presence will definitely be missed. But, you know, he wanted to step away. And it'd be somebody else's time to step into that program and continue to build it the way he had. Also, Central Michigan has hired Jim McElwain as their new head coach. Of course, he has coached at Colorado State and, more recently, the University of Florida. He's a good coach. If I'm not mistaken, he was the college roommate of Colin Cowherd. So, you can expect that Central Michigan is going to get a little bit more coverage, which they deserve. They've been doing a good job really building up the program. That being said, that's the two quick college notes. As far as that, let's get into some of these championship games. Of course, you had the Marathon MAC football championship game where Northern Illinois were able to hang on against University of Buffalo. Don't worry, both of them are going to be into the bowl season. I just went over all the bowls with our producers and such like that. Don't worry, we'll get into those. Let's see, the MAC championship, that's the MAC, Mid-Atlantic Conference, by the way. You had the Pac-12 championship, where number 17 Utah faced off with number 11 Washington. You know, this was a game I told you to pick Washington. Didn't realize it would only be 10-3, but hey, got a point for that one. We went 7-1, by the way. Once again, we hammered our picks, so, you know. Going to be a little weird this time. There's only one game. We'll get into that a little later. But the Pac-12 champion, Washington over Utah, 10-3. It just, they're going to have to both pick it up if they're going to do anything bowl season-wise. But, you know, that is what it is. That led us to the games last Saturday. Number 14, Texas, faced off with number 5, Oklahoma. in the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship. I told you guys to take Oklahoma. It's a good thing you did. Oklahoma, in fact, had a big grab towards the end to seal the deal. Oklahoma over Texas, 39-27. That was a fantastic game. You can say all you want that nobody on the west side plays defense. There was some defense played. Just these offenses are just fantastic. This helped propel Oklahoma into the number four spot, as we'll get into why they moved into the four here in a second. The Sun Belt Conference came down to Louisiana and Appalachian State. I told you to take Appalachian State. It's a good thing you did. 30-19 is the total there. App State's just hats off, fantastic season. And not just because they won there, because, hey, Louisiana, Georgia Southern, there's some other schools in Sun Belt that just, I like to use the term drop the hammer. They dropped the hammer and had just fantastic years. So hats off to all of them, but especially Appalachian State. They are going to get a pretty good bowl. Let's see. Some of the other, the Conference USA between UAB and Middle Tennessee. UAB was able to pick up the victory in that. Good for them. Both of which are going on to postseason play. By the Conference USA champion, UAB. The American Athletic Conference. I told you to take Memphis. UCF ended up with the victory there, 56-41. It was our lone loss of our picks. But, hey, UCF, you deserved the recognition. You ended up finishing, I think, 8th overall. That's probably about right. You're pretty good. You get rewarded. You get a pretty good bowl. You get a good opponent. So we will see what you're able to do with that. Hey, who knows? They might throw another parade. Now, to the SEC Championship. Told you to take Alabama over Georgia. This one was a lot closer than I thought. Is it because these two teams are that close? No, this is one of the worst games Alabama's played all year. Georgia was playing very good. They weren't playing out of their minds. They were playing about on par with where they are. They're a tough, tough team. But Alabama got a few bounces towards the end. They get the ball back at the end. They score. Jalen Hurts finishes this game because Tua Tagovailoa ended up kind of rolling his ankle pretty good and getting dinged up. Jalen Hurts, what a story. Decided to stay there at Alabama when he could have easily moved on. He didn't. He ended up being the hero here. He might be the hero in a couple weeks at the semifinal. We don't know. We don't know yet Tua's status, but knowing he can rely on Jalen Hurts, boy, that makes Nick Saban and Alabama that much more dangerous. 35-28 on that one. I said, overall, it's a pretty good game. I know we were able to, a handful of us were able to see from the fourth quarter on at a particular Moe's Southwest Grill, and I know that my table entertained everybody else in the restaurant, so you're welcome to anybody who happened to be there. Mountain West. Out in the Mountain West. I told you to take Fresno State over Boise State in the upset. It's a good thing you did. 19-16, Fresno State in that one. They both go on some pretty good bowl games. The Dr. Pepper ACC Championship game. I told you to take number 2 Clemson over Pitt. Yeah, it wasn't close. 42-10. Good thing you did there as well. Not much to say on these games. You either watch them or just they played out exactly how we thought they would. And then, of course, that leaves us with the Big Ten Championship, where I told you to take number 6 Ohio State over number 21 Northwestern. Hey, Northwestern put 24 on the board. The only problem was Ohio State hung 45. Congratulations, Ohio State Buckeyes. You are the Big Ten Championship, and you got main event status here. I did have a list of the finalists for the Maryland head coaching job, but it was announced just earlier today, right before we came on, that I believe he's a assistant coach or a coordinator or such with Alabama. Mike Locksley is going to be your next Maryland football head coach. The other two candidates were Matt Canada, who was the current interim head coach, and Pep Hamilton from Michigan. Honestly, I thought Matt Canada was going to get it, but I guess Locksley wins it there. Here locally, even though we will get more into this later in the next coming weeks, here locally, the Peach Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, is going to be played on December 29th. Hey, that's a pretty cool day. At noon at Mercedes-Benz, where number 10 Florida will be going up against number 7 Michigan. That will be on ESPN and the ESPN app. We will talk more as we get closer to it. But as I said, that will be the prominent local bowl, and that one's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets already available. Make sure to check it out. There's actually only one game this week, and that is the Navy versus Army. I got friends with naval backgrounds. I got friends, you know, family, everything, and the Army and all different branches as well. I like to stay neutral and just say, hope this is a fantastic game, as it usually is. Navy only went 3-9 this year. They kind of hit some rough patches. At 9-2, Army clearly had the better overall record. They're actually only favored by a touchdown, and they are at home, so they're technically only a 4-point favorite. Getting benefit of the doubt because you're at home. I'm not even going to make a pick on this, because, like I said, I respect both sides, and I am staying out of that debate. But that is a 3 o'clock game on CBS. Depending on what's going on, I might try to catch that one, or at least DVR. It's always a good game. It's a great tradition. And, you know, I hope you guys are able to enjoy it as much as everyone else. Now, like I said, format from here on out, starting next week, is we will preview that week's bowl games. You know, and since our shows are on Wednesday, you will get everything that happens after our show, all the way through anything that happens before. So basically, late Wednesday into the following early Wednesday, we will preview all those. And then the following week, obviously, we'll review all those games. We'll preview the other ones. Like I said, we might have some guests. We might do some fun things. Not saying at some point on a Saturday I won't recap some of these or something like that, but, you know, that's basically the way things are going to go, and I think you guys will enjoy it. But for now, that's going to do it for us. Appreciate all you guys hanging out with us. Here on Blog Talk Radio and Impact Media for the game plan. For everybody here at Impact Media and the game plan, I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!